The US renews economic warfare with Iran, and the largest wildfire in California's history rages on. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Tuesday, August 7. The US has renewed economic sanctions on Iran. The restrictions range from Iran's ability to trade in precious metals and coal to the purchasing of US dollars and oil exports. The US move comes after President Trump ripped up a seven-country nuclear deal in May. Most of the other signatories to the nuclear agreement are hoping to keep it alive in one way or another. Turkey is not a signatory, but it says it will continue to do business as usual with Iran. It's not just Iran where Turkey is at odds with the US. Washington's failure to extradite FETÖ leader Fethullah Gulen and Trump's support for American pastor Andrew Brunson, who's accused of terror links, are also damaging ties. And the Turkish lira traded to an historic low on Monday, as the US is now threatening to block duty-free entry for Turkish imports. In the US, the trial of Paul Manafort continues with the testimony of a longtime associate of the US president's former campaign manager. Rick Gates says he helped Manafort file false tax returns and hide his foreign bank accounts. Gates is a prosecution star witness against Trump's former campaign manager. Manafort faces 18 counts of alleged banking and tax fraud. Authorities plan to start doing Ebola vaccinations in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo from Wednesday. At least 33 people have been killed by the latest outbreak of the disease, while almost 1,000 people are thought to be infected. The experimental vaccine is made by Merck. It proved successful in its first large-scale deployment less than 2 weeks ago in the region. And finally, the US state of California is facing the largest wildfire in its history after two fires are now being treated as one. The blaze has already destroyed an area almost the size of Los Angeles. But it's been less destructive so far than last year's record fire because it's mostly raging in remote areas. However, officials say over 11,000 buildings are threatened and they've ordered new evacuations. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.